S, Merlin, or east of Route 1, Coastal Highway, east of Ocean Road, being Lot 84 within Tower Shores Development, a variance from the minimum lot coverage per dwelling and front yard setback requirement.
Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Anthony Merlinger, 2405 Riddle Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, committee.
Explain to the board your request, please.
I'm the equitable owner of Lot 84 in Tower Shores. Tower Shores is a townhouse community with between 100 and 200 other townhouses, and most of those properties, the large majority of the properties, have gone through the same variance and approval process that I'm taking this through. I guess it was stated it, but Mr. Wheatley, who's the chairman of the planning committee, and this is a quote, stated that Tower Shores is the poster child for precedent. And what I'm, the variance that I'm going, applying for is the same that's been granted to the other properties. This, what I, the sheet that I brought with me tonight has on it the property that is immediately adjacent, which is a part of the same subset as Lot 84, which isn't in your packet. But what it shows is that the variance that I'm, there are two variances. One is the front yard setback. And actually, what it does in order, and this was, I think, historically done, was to flip the front and the backyard setbacks to bring these houses back further from the beach. My footprint on Lot 84 will be the exact same individual footprint as the units that are next door to it. Though, as you'll see on this sheet, the units next door, there are 2.5 units per original lot, where I'm proposing 2 units per original lot. And actually, about a third of Tower Shores, where Watergate is, and the other units are much more dense than what's proposed in my application.
Okay.
I have 5 copies. In terms of the uniqueness, the property, being that it's surrounded by townhouses, makes what I'm proposing, makes this property conform to the other units. This property is presently owned, and I'm the equitable owner, presently owned by elderly people who have owned it for a long, 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 long time. And I don't have with me what the year was. I do have their original deed. And they've had this on the market for over 3 years, selling it as is. And my contract is with it under the gaining the variances that have been granted throughout the subdivision. One example was I was in an open house. I went to an open house at one of the single-family developments that are about 2 or 3 developments down from it. And I was talking to a realtor that I was at the open house, and I asked him about Tower Shores, and he had said, well, he had one of his buyers that he sent up to Tower Shores, and the buyer came back and said, I don't want anything to do with that townhouse community. The other variances in terms of the square footage that this lot is 6,000 square feet, and requirement for having a duplex would be 7,260 square feet. But again, it's the same footprint as next door for each unit, and it's the same variances that have been approved throughout Tower Shores. I will add this, and this is another sheet that I brought with me that I had gotten prepared, and this was prepared after having a telephone conference with the Homeowners Association in Tower Shores, and also from the planning committee hearing. And it's to kind of clarify what it is. What it shows is the existing elevation of the sand. And it kind of what it does is clarify some of the questions, because Tower Shores residents, their main concerns were sand blowing under the units in Four Winds is where sand comes under. Because you can see right through the beach underneath Four Winds, the townhouses that I gave you the sheet on. Because in Four Winds, and the other is, you know, water coming through when there's bad storm into the townhouses to the rear of the oceanfront properties. This property is oceanfront. And what you find is, on this sheet, if you this property over the years, it has a significant dune in front of the house, and my intention is to not even touch any of the sand that's in front of the house, and the minimal as possible that I can do, not to remove that, and even to the extent of having my steps, instead of coming out from the deck on out towards the ocean, coming out is to have them return in underneath the building so you walk around the building to go to the walkway and up, where the properties to the right, the Four Winds properties, have where this dune you'll see is somewhere around 7 or 8 feet or 8 or 9 feet above the base flood elevation, where the property to the right, the Four Winds property, has a dune that might be a foot or two high. And the problems come from the walkways that people have tread across and caused them to be low. So any worry about damage and water from this property, where it's coming from, is the property next door, not this property.
Okay. So then you feel that this will not alter the central character of the neighborhood?
What this does is allow it to conform to the neighborhood and actually has, you know, less density than probably, I would imagine, if not all, 90% of the properties in there.
Right. Most of them have 2.5 of these.
Well,
units.
No. Most of them, if you go to the north of Four Winds and Lot 84,
mm-hmm.
there's a walkway next to Lot 84.
Okay.
The unit's water gate to the left of Lot 84, and I wish I'd have brought that sheet with me, but you may have had it in my submission, shows that the units are much smaller. They're like 16-foot wide units.
Mm-hmm.
So their density is much greater, and that goes from the front of the of Tower Shores all the way to the highway,
mm-hmm.
that size unit. When you go to the right, the units are, as shown on, now the larger ones are shown on the Four wind sheet,
mm-hmm.
okay, because the ones that are directly behind it are more dense, the density of the units is greater than even the Four Winds.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that I'm proposing is 2 per lot, which probably is the least that are in there. And I'm proposing putting the same townhouse on this property as a builder Buchanan built. There's 10 of them built in Tower Shores, the exact same from the exterior size building.
And there would be no dunes that would have to be affected or would be moved. Any of the dunes, would any of them be affected or have to be moved on that one far side of it?
No.
By that wall?
No.
Wouldn't be?
No.
Okay.
Now, there'll be some underneath the house, there'll be some leveling, and you can
right.
see it doesn't involve as much sand as originally people think when they stand on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that even Four Winds, you rise up about 4 feet.
Yeah, I can tell that when you're standing down there, you can see it.
You look at it, it seems like it's so much, and then when you walk up on top of Four Winds driveways and you look across and say, wait a second, that isn't, you know, that's why I had that drawing prepared.
So yours just going to be the leveling that would be underneath of it. Some of the sand would have to be removed out
right.
of that front part.
There's nice vegetation. I with the properties that are to the right, I think people have to, and I intend to own one of the townhouses that I'm building and
okay.
keep ownership of that. And looking at the property owners to the right, you have to realize that, you know, sand in front of your house helps protect your property.
Sure.
And they sure could use some of the sand that's underneath that house to add to the dune, because that's causing the property behind it to get water when inundation, when there is a storm causing water to come through, because their dune is almost non-existent. And that was verified by one of the, actually the property owner who would live behind where I'm building.
Right.
That's, you know, that the water comes, that there's no dune in front of that property.
Oh, okay.
So it's not this property that is now or in the future.
Yeah. It's going to be detrimental.
But again, it's the same variance that has been approved for probably most every other property in Tower Shores.
Thank you.
Your BFE, I can see where you have your existing grade at sand. Is that correct?
Yes.
On this drawing, and your BFE is at 12 feet?
Yes.
Okay. So that means that you would have to remove some sand?
The elevation of underneath the houses is 13.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Doesn't show it here.
And as with Sussex County, is that you can move sand around on the lot, but you can't remove it from the lot.
That's right. And I was just going to get to that. You beat me to that. And you also make the height requirements with a BFE?
Yes.
42 feet.
Yes.
You're in a V-zone?
Pardon?
You're in a V-zone?
Yes. And you do have a copy of the plot plan, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Portman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Not at this time.
Mr. Mills?
Mr. Nerlinger, I think you addressed the uniqueness and the character of the neighborhood well, but I'm not quite getting why you can't develop it in strict conformity. It's where it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property or where it hasn't been created by you as the applicant. Can you elaborate further? And I need to be convinced of that.
I was trying to listen very closely to how you were asking, because it seemed like there was a lot of different...
Well, there's two standards that I'm not quite convinced that you've met, and that is that it can't otherwise be developed. In other words, that there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity or that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Okay.
And the other standard is that it has not been created by the applicant.
Okay. The, Tower Shores historically, Sussex County turned Tower Shores into, allowed it to be, and voted for it to be turned into a townhouse community. And it's a townhouse community, presently. So it'll allow this property to conform to that. These people have tried to sell this for over 3 years as a single-family property without going through this system. But it hasn't been created by the owners or by me in terms of making it a townhouse community. There's probably 200 townhouses in there.
Again, that kind of addresses the character of the neighborhood.
And actually, remembering that it's only 2 units per lot, where that is probably the lowest density of any property in Tower Shores.
Right.
There are other ones that equal it.
And I understand that meeting the minimum to afford you some relief.
Mm.
But I guess the fact is that it can be developed without the variance.
I think so.
From a practical standpoint, I don't think that you can make that statement.
You couldn't build a single family dwelling on there?
No. I don't think it'd be fair to the people that have owned this property for a long, long, long time.
Okay.
And, you know, they've been trying to do that for 3 years.
Right. Okay.
Hey, Mr. Cho, do you have any questions? Oh, I'm sorry.
So because of the history, you're suggesting that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes.
Okay.
You haven't addressed any parking. Where are you going to park these
people? It shows on there with the required parking for Sussex County is 2 per unit. Now, any more that I can get in terms of, some of the sand and that's something that's got, in terms of what can be pushed back on the property. But it shows the 2. You can certainly do that.
Push it around.
Okay. You can push it around. But
right. And understand, my intent is not to, even because there's nice vegetation on it that retains the sand, I have a degree in biology and used to teach science.
Okay.
At Salesianum in Wilmington. Anyway, the that might not be a good name down here. I don't know.
Anyway. No, that's no.
That's old school thing.
That's old type thinking, sir.
I was on the teams that played Middletown with Bill Billings. And,
oh.
Okay. At any rate, I'm sorry. What was the question?
You had a thought, didn't you?
No, it was your parking. I think you addressed
that. Okay, the parking. That it shows that, and certainly be a minimum of that, and certainly planned to be more than that.
And you'll be sure able to move to meet the requirements by moving the...
Correct.
Some of them will come in and ask if they can remove the sand, and we have to stop them right at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to move the sand.
Right. The purpose for that drawing was to show that there is room to do that, and it doesn't involve as much sand as you would think it does.
All right, sir. Any, do you have any questions?
Sure. Just for Susan, was there a filing with planning and zoning for a conditional use?
There was, and it was recommended approval with stipulations from Planning and Zoning Commission. County Council is scheduled to hear it tomorrow. They've not made their decision.
So I would respectfully request that we be defer, you know, action on it till the 23rd after we call for approval or opposition. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none?
The office received three letters.
Three letters.
Position, which I've provided.
Yes, for record.
All the board members with those copies.
Thank you for that. All members did get them. So, yes, sir.
Can I speak in favor of it?
Yes, sir. Please come. All those that are here that are in favor that would like to speak, please come forward at this time to be sworn in. Sir, you need to go down there. Again, all those that are in favor and wish to speak, please come forward at this time.
Please state your name and address.
My name is John Shade. I live at 49 Bayview West in Shelbyville, Delaware.
And you swear that everything you say is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name and address for the record.
Don Connolly, 37558 Pine Road, Shelbyville, Delaware.
And you swear to tell the whole truth and the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I certainly do.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen and ladies. Came tonight to speak for Mr. Nerlanger. I have personal knowledge of that development. I'm the builder who built the development next door to him, which is five units. And he's building from one walkway at one end of the street to another walkway. These buildings are all going to be the same size footprint.
Okay.
The reason that the hardship is created is because the Department of Natural Resources requires such a large setback from the ocean side. In fact, the dune in that location is actually much further oceanward than it is normal. And as you know, the Indian River Inlet keeps depositing more sand down there, taking it off the north side. So in fact, the area in front is getting larger all the time. But the Department of Natural Resources requires the 30 feet setback. We designed the house, or the building is slightly larger than what he's asking for now. He has cut it back 2 feet to give the minimum area that he can live with as far as an economic development for the two units. As far as I know, he's doing everything that is consistent with the other properties, and as I say, the hardship is about the Department of Natural Resources and their rules and regulations. He will meet the minimum height or maximum height, whichever way you look at it, from the flood and from the county's point of view. I'd also like to say, just as a contractor of long, long time in Sussex County, we need all the work we can get, gentlemen, so if you could approve this, it would be a help to the contractors. I probably won't be building it. I'm a little too old for that, but some of the families here need it. So I appreciate your consideration.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Don Conway. I'm the the broker for Seashore Realty and Phil McCollum, which handled the property, the sale of the property. It was, we have had it for sale for a long time. Hard to market the property. But Mr. Tony here, he's a very credible builder from Wilmington. He builds nothing but quality homes. And what he's proposing is certainly in the character of the neighborhood. And, I just don't see where, I can't find a problem with it.
All right, sir. Thank you. And then, so Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we table case number 10,918 to our next regular meeting. I'd like a little more time to consider what's been proposed.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Richards that we table case number 10,918 until our next regular meeting, which will be January the 23rd. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? And Mr. Richards?
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Mr. Burton?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Callaway? Aye. So, case is tabled. Okay.